Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning for this time of intercessory prayer. We're going to get started in just a moment. Again, we thank you for joining us this morning for this time of intercessory prayer. We're going to get started in just a moment. If we have any prayer requests, please feel free to share your prayer requests at this time. Amen. Which intercessors are on the line this morning?
Good morning. Sharon is here.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sharon.
Sasta, this is Cheryl. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy New Year. Again, we're pausing right now to take any prayer requests that any of you may have at this time. Amen. We're going to go ahead and get started this morning with this time of intercessory prayer. We say Happy New Year to you on this morning, and thank you for joining us for our very first prayer of 2019. We are going to ask Cheryl if she would open us up, followed by Sharon, and I will do the closeout again. We thank you for joining us this morning for this time of intercessory prayer. Cheryl, if you can go ahead and open us up. Thank you.
We are honored to be in your presence, dear Lord, this morning. Father, we come with joyful hearts and open minds unto your presence this morning. We are grateful that we were not consumed as we rested last night, and your faithfulness is new this morning. New mercies we see. We are grateful, oh God, that we can come this morning with a heart full of praise, oh God, as we are bowing to your sovereignty, as we are yielding to your spirit this morning. We ask, oh God, that this day, this new day, oh God, that you, oh God, will saturate our hearts and sanctify our minds this morning, dear Father. We come this morning thanking you, oh God, for being God. Abba, Father, who art in heaven, we are rejoicing and we're glad in it this morning, oh God. We thank you that we rose this morning to give you praise and to exalt thy name this morning, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for all that you are and all that you are doing in our lives. So for this, oh God, we yield to you this morning. We ask that you wash us anew, oh God. Create in our minds, oh God. Create in our hearts, oh God, a new spirit, a right spirit, oh God. Sanctifying us this morning, oh God. We were blessed to rise this morning. And Father God, we are representing many this morning throughout this land. Those who are interceding on your behalf, oh God. Those that are opening in their mouths, oh God, and waiting for you to fill it this morning. So this morning, God, we are asking, oh God, that only you can do what you do, oh God. And that is that you, oh God, will get the glory, oh God. For that we praise your name. For this we praise your name this morning, oh God. We are joyful this morning, God. We're yielding, oh God. We're asking, oh God, that you will create in us, oh God. And renew our right spirit within us this morning, God. We confess anything, oh God, that would hinder this prayer this morning. We confess, oh God, any thought, oh God, that would exalt itself against the knowledge of you this morning. We confess this morning any deed of action, oh God. We pray, oh God, and believe as we're speaking, oh God, you hear us. And as we're asking, oh God, you're answering. We come this morning with supplication. We come this morning with thanksgiving, oh God. We come this morning with renewed hearts and a renewed mind, oh God. Coming this far by faith, believing and trusting in you this morning, God. We look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith this morning. We look to you because you are the I am in our lives. You are the I am, oh God. You are our present help in time of trouble. So we acknowledge you on this line, oh God. We acknowledge you, oh God, in this atmosphere, oh God, that is conducive for signs and wonders this morning. So we are grateful. We are grateful, God, this morning, oh God, and we come this morning on behalf of our men, oh God. We come this morning, oh God, and standing in the gap on behalf of the African-American man, oh God. This morning we come, oh God, believing and trusting in you, oh God, as we bring this petition, oh God, by faith on behalf of our African-American man, oh God, for those, oh God, that are in leadership, those that are in leadership, oh God, in government places, oh God, those that are in leadership, oh God, in their homes, oh God, those that are in leadership, oh God, throughout this land, oh God. Oh God, we come this morning thanking you in advance, oh God, that we can stand in the gap and be watchmen on the wall on their behalf, oh God. We come this morning, oh God, that you will cleanse, oh God, and make anew, oh God, in their minds, oh God. We're coming, oh God, standing in agreement, as your word says, that two or three gathered in your name, that you will clearly hear from heaven. We're trusting that, oh God. Stand in the gap for the men this morning. We stand in the gap, oh God, for the Father this morning, oh God. For those, oh God, for the Father who have children, oh God. We stand in the gap this morning asking, oh God, that you will gird up their loins, oh God, with the spirit of truth this morning. We ask, oh God, that we come against every generational curse, every ill will that has been spoken over the Father, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that there is an example in your word, oh God, how a father should be, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that the Father, oh God, is the head of the home, oh God, and for those, oh God, who have given their lives to you and declare that you are God in their lives, oh God. We speak a renewed spirit in them this morning, oh God. We speak a renewed generational blessing over them, oh God, that they will be blessed in the field, they will be blessed going in and blessed coming out. We pray for divine protection over them, the image of fatherhood this morning, oh God, where the world has caused confusion to what a father should look like. But Father God, you have an example, oh God, what a father is. You are our Father, and we know that you are the right example, the great example, oh God. So we speak, oh God, generational blessings over the father who is over a head of a household. Oh God, give them, oh God, a recharge, oh God, a renewal, a reboot, oh God, in their spirit, oh God, in their spirit, man, that they will feel the power of the Holy Ghost even now, oh God, as they are looking, oh God, that they are making goals, oh God, for their household, oh God, that they're placing their household in your hand, oh God, that their families, oh God, that those children, oh God, will be raised in godliness and holiness because they're declaring the word of God over their children and their household. So we thank you for godly fathers this morning, spiritual fathers as well, oh God. We thank you for the patriarch, oh God, this morning, oh God, that's declaring that you are their God and they're standing flat-footed against the enemy, declaring your word over their household, oh God. We thank you for the Godfather, oh God. We thank you for the grandfather, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the spiritual fathers that we have in our lives, knowing that they're declaring your word. So we pray, oh God, that you will keep them in perfect peace as they keep their minds stayed on you, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for pulling down the strongholds, oh God, of generational curses against the family or the reunion or the union of my father of a family, oh God, and they're standing in agreement, oh God, dressed for warfare, oh God, girded up, oh God, with the girded up their
their loins, oh God, with the breast and their dress, oh God, with the breastplate of truth, oh God. And God, as they're walking in the gospel of peace, oh God, and they're standing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, in the power of your might this morning, oh God. So we declare that of this first year over the Father, oh God. Fathers, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray, oh God, for those fathers that are husbands, oh God, fathers, oh God, that have husbands, oh God, that have turned away from their families. We pray, oh God, that the spirit of conviction will be upon their hearts and that you will snatch them back, oh God, into their rightful place, and that the spirit of forgiveness will saturate them, oh God, in the spirit of humility, oh God, and they will pull down the spirit of pride, oh God. We call them forth, oh God, to wash them clean, oh God, renew, oh God, so they, oh God, will be replaced and reestablished, oh God, in their household, oh God. We pray for the fathers this morning. We pray for the husband this morning. We pray for the leadership, oh God, male leadership, oh God, that are in places that are declaring that you are God. We pray for them this morning, oh God. We pray for the African-American man this morning. Father God, that spirit of murder has been released, but this year and this moment in time, oh God, we are declaring, oh God, that this will be a stop. There will be a halt, oh God. There will be a move, oh God, like never before. Before rekindle, oh God, the spirit of newness, oh God, in our communities, oh God, for our young men, oh God, that they will begin to see the example, oh God. Oh God, they will see the example of leadership, of mentorship, oh God, that this way they will have new identity in you, oh God. We pray for our young men this morning. We pray for those that are lost in their identity. We reclaim them this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Our cousins and our nephews, our sons, we reclaim them this morning, oh God, by the power of the Holy Ghost, by the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you. We can stand in agreement for our young men, oh God, pulling down, oh God, pulling them out, oh God, bringing them up, oh God, in the place that you would have them to be. We call forth holiness and pure minds, oh God, snatching out, oh God, declaring that they will have a newness and identity, oh God, and they will feel, oh God, and they will believe that they have purpose, oh God. So we speak purpose over their lives this day, oh God. We snatch them out of places, oh God, where they have lost their identity, oh God, where they don't know which way to go. They're using and they're taking these things in that are causing them to destroy their manhood, oh God, just destroy their psyche. But this day, oh God, we declare the blood of Jesus in the new year, oh God, over our young men, oh God, in the strategic places where they are, oh God, bringing them in a place, oh God, of righteousness and holiness, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that we can stand in agreement for our males and our fathers and our husbands and our young men and our children, our male children, oh God. We declare the blood of Jesus, oh God. We stand in agreement this morning, oh God. We stand that the break of the anointing will take place in this atmosphere of this 2019, this first day that we come to intercede collectively on behalf of our African-American men, oh God. Newness, renewedness, restoration, oh God. Oh God, fortification, oh God, in their bloodline, oh God. We declare it this morning, generational blessings this morning, oh God. Oh God, even in their economics, oh God, even in their ways that they think about how they can make money, oh God, that they will do it according to what you've designed them to do. So we ask, oh God, for new direction in their how they handle money, oh God. We thank you for reclaiming them this morning, and we declare it this morning, oh God. We believe it this morning, oh God. We stand in agreement to see, oh God, the change in our communities, oh God. We stand in agreement to see mentorship, holy mentorship, men that are standing in agreement with the word of God. We declare it over this first year, this first Saturday intercessory prayer for our men, oh God. And we thank you, oh God. We call forth the Joshuas, oh God. We call forth the Josiahs, oh God. We call forth the Jeremiahs this morning. We call forth the Calebs this morning, oh God. We call them forth, oh God. We call forth kings, oh God. We call forth princes this morning, oh God. Stand in agreement this morning. Turn around in our communities, oh God, against the violence violence, oh God, that men will no longer be lovers of themselves, oh God. Father, they declare that you're their God and there's none like you. So we thank you, oh God, coming against that spirit of suicide, that spirit of confusion, that double-mindedness, oh God. We crown them this morning with your glory, oh God. We crown them this morning with the blood of Jesus Christ. We crown them, oh God, with the helmet of salvation this morning, oh God, and we thank you, God. We declare it to be so, and we trust you, oh God, for all things are working together. All things are working together, oh God, in the White House, oh God. All things are working together, oh God, in our schoolhouses, oh God. All things are working together for the good, oh God, and we trust you this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray.
Hallelujah. We thank you, and we say good morning, Holy Spirit, for we know that this is the day that you made, and we will rejoice, and we are glad in it. Thank you, oh God, for allowing us to be able to walk into 2019. God, we don't take it for granted. You have been gracious unto us. Thank you for keeping us and sustaining us. Thank you, oh God, for allowing us the privilege just to be in the land of the living. And so, God, with this life, with this breath, with our hands, with our heart, we say hallelujah. Thank you, oh God, the highest praise unto you. We give you glory, God. We give you honor and we give you praise. And God, we say that we do not want to live this life in 2019 without you. So God, we invite your hand to lead us and to guide us, to instruct us, oh God. We thank you for being a holy and a righteous God, a God that's long suffering towards us. God, we don't take it for granted. And so, God, this morning we come collectively as your intercessors. We come individually as your body of Christ. We come, God, standing in the gap representing this nation. God, we ask you that you would have mercy on us. Have mercy, oh God, and allow your mercy to be with us, to dwell with us. We pray, oh God, and we lift up the body of Christ. But God, we lift up, oh God, even our armed forces this morning. We pray, oh God, and stand in the gap on behalf of our police officers, our army, our navy, oh God, our Marines. We pray, oh God, for the hand of mercy to acknowledge and confess that we are in a crazy place on this earth, and especially in this country. And so, God, we need you. We need you to protect us. We need you, your hand of protection, your hand of guidance, oh God, to be with your people. God, we confess that we have fallen short and of your glory, that we need your mercy, that we have become a nation that's dark in its ways. We have become a nation that is wicked in its ways. And so, God, we ask for your forgiveness. God, we need you to be with us. We stand this morning and we ask, oh God, that you would be with those families in California that were in the bowling alley, God, those police who lost their lives. God, we say, have mercy. We go to a place, oh God, where we want to have fun, and God, yet there is so much chaos in this land. God, we ask from the beginning of 2019 that you would be with us. God, don't leave us unto our own selves. Don't forsake us, for we have a heart of wickedness. And God, we know that you know it. You said in your word that we have that it's a heart of wickedness, and who could know it? So God, we lay our heart at your feet morning in representation of our whole world. God, we stand in the gap asking you for mercy. Have mercy unto us, oh God, and forgive us. Forgive us for our sins of unrighteousness. Forgive us, oh God, our sins of commission as well, God, as our sin of omission, oh God. We need you to be with us. God, and so we take this precious opportunity to come to your throne of grace, oh God, and to plead for your mercy. Oh God, we ask, oh God, that you would please be with us, that you would have your way with us, oh God, that you would forgive us, oh God, all of our unrighteousness, every sin that we may have committed in our mortal body, oh God, that we have committed as a nation, God, whatever sin that we committed, oh God, we ask for forgiveness. We ask, oh God, that you would wash us, oh God, that you would cleanse us, that you would deliver us, oh God, from all of our transgressions this morning. Oh God, we confess, oh God, that we have fallen short of all of your glory, and we need your mercy, oh God. We know, oh God, Son, your only begotten Son has died for our sins. So, God, with this life, we desire to live it free of sin, oh God. This morning, oh God, we ask that you would teach us how to take this life and commit it unto you, oh God, for all of your glory. Show us, oh God, the things that are not pleasing to you, and help us, oh God, to embrace those things that bring you glory. God, we ask that you would change our hearts and our mind this morning, oh God. We, as we embrace and go into 2019, God, we need your hand to lead us and guide us in all truth. So we say, oh God, this morning, truth, Lord, let it ring in the White House, oh God. Let it resound in the church house, oh God. And dear God, let it, the truth, be evident and manifested in our house individually. Let the truth penetrate this earth, oh God. When others want to deny, forsake, or reject the truth, God, we surrender this morning and we say, allow the truth to reign, oh God. We accept it, we embrace it, and we welcome your truth this morning, oh God. The truth that will set the captive free. The truth, oh God, that's found in your word. The truth that is wrapped in your will of God. Lord, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Oh God, we say this morning, truth, Lord, reveal your truth unto us. When we have truth, we know we can be free from the bondage, oh God, the bondage that's holding us, the chains that have us in bondage, I have our minds, oh God, in bondage. Lord, free us this morning. Free our minds, oh God, and allow it to be renewed. Let the mind that's in Christ Jesus be also in us, oh God. Transform our mind. We need to think like Jesus. So, God, we say this morning, bind the mind of Christ to us this morning, oh God, your body of Christ. And even, God, bind the mind and the ways of Christ to mankind. God, we say truth, Lord, this morning. Help us, oh God, to think righteously. Teach us, oh God, to think on those things that are good, oh God, those things that are above, those things that are pure, those things, oh God, that are lovely, that are honest, that are kind, that are gracious. Oh God, we become a nation of wickedness, oh God, a nation of darkness, but God, we need you like never before. So we say, oh God, to renew our mind, oh God, don't allow us, oh God, to be tossed to and fro by every wind, every doctrine, oh God, but help us to be steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in your truth. Truth, Lord, this morning, even when it's not what we choose, Lord, we say, let your truth prevail. Even when it's not popular, oh God, let your truth prevail. Oh God, we pray this morning that truth would be written on our agendas on a daily, oh God.
Forgive us, oh God, if we disobeyed your truth, if we rejected the truth, oh God. We don't want to compromise your truth, oh God. So we say this morning, if we got it wrong, help us, oh God. Show us as a nation, show us as a body of Christ, show us as your people how to get it right. Oh God, allow your truth to prevail. And God, we know that after we accept and surrender unto the truth will be written on the tablet of our heart. So this morning we say, purify that heart, oh God, so your truth can be written on it, so we can hide the truth in our heart and we won't sin against thee, oh God. Oh God, this morning we pray for a heart transplant. We pray, oh God, that you would burn out all the impurities in the heart of man. For we know that it is desperately wicked, oh God. And so, God, we need you to search our heart. We need you this morning to renew our heart, oh God. We need you, oh God, to cause the heart that has been hardened to become a heart of flesh, oh God. We pray, oh God, this morning, even and stand in the gap for the government, oh God, even during this shutdown. We pray for the people, oh God, that will do without those, oh God, that have had to go on sabbatical or against their job, oh God. Those, oh God, that are working that have not been paid. We pray, oh God, and we come against, oh God, the spirit that would want to rise up and cause a civil war in this earth, oh God. So God, we ask that your truth would prevail. Open up the eyes, oh God, of your servants, oh God, those, oh God, that's in the body Christ, and then God, those that you choose to use, oh God, even in the government. And God, allow your truth to prevail, to be revealed, oh God. This morning we pray, oh God, for truth. Help us, oh God. Don't allow us, oh God, to go into this year without you. So God, we say, let your kingdom come this morning. And God, let your will, certainly, oh God, only your will be done. In Jesus' matchless name we pray, and we thank you for it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh God, we just bless you this morning. God, we thank you. Father, we bless you for just being our God on this morning. We thank you, Father, for being the author and the finisher of our faith. We praise you, God, for the opportunity to come to you this morning in prayer. We thank you, Lord God, that we do not take it for granted, God, that you have brought us safely through 2018, God, and even as we embark upon a new year, God, we thank you, God, for a mind to pray. We thank you, God, that you are divinely positioning us, God, even in this hour, oh God, to speak those things that be not as though they were. We thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that your word is written on the table of our hearts. And Father, we pray, oh God, that it remain written, God, that we might not sin against you. We thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Spirit of the living God, that Lord God, even as we call you into the earth realm, God, to legislate on the behalf of the believer, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we decree and we declare and we speak, oh God, into our atmosphere, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, we pray, oh God, the thing that you have purposed from the beginning, the thing that you have said, God, concerning us. Father, we speak it into this year. Father, we speak it into our spirit. Father, you said we have not because we ask not. And so, God, on this morning, we thank you for the creative power that is in our mouth. We thank you, oh God, that the power of life and death, it is in the tongue. And so, God, today we say, season our words with grace. Father, that you will anoint us even in this hour, God, as we move into this new year, God, to speak what you say. Oh, God, we thank you today, God, that in this hour we come against every opposition of the enemy. Oh, God, we tear down every falsity. We tear down every word, oh, God, that's been spoken.
spoken against purpose. We come against, oh God, everything that's been manifested in our lives, oh God, that did not originate in you. We come against, oh God, every working of principality and power. We come against, oh God, every demonstration of stronghold, oh God. Oh God, we come against everything, God, that is the advancement of evil, even in this hour, God, concerning us. We come against it, God, in the name of Jesus, and we pray for divine strategy in the heavens. We pray, oh God, that there be a release of that, oh God, which you have declared from the beginning. We pray over ourselves, oh God, for you know, oh God, the thoughts that you would have, oh God, for us, and that they are thoughts of good and not of evil, to bring to us an expected future. We pray, oh God, the expectation of the Lord concerning us, oh God. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and we declare that out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water. Father, we pray for the release of the rivers in this hour. Let the river of God be stirred. Let your river be stirred in our lives. Let your river flow, God. God, I bless you on this morning. Oh, God, for what you are turning around, even in us. I pray this morning, oh, God, that this is the hour of divine turnaround. I thank you, God, that this is the hour of divine upset. Oh, God, that you are upsetting every plan of our enemy. Father, we boldly declare it. We boldly speak it. We boldly speak, oh, God, that we are who you say we are. We boldly declare that we shall do what you say we shall do. We boldly declare that we shall walk and execute our kingdom assignment. We call forth, oh God, our strategy even now. I pray for the minds, oh God, that have been weighed down, oh God, by anxiety. We come against every spirit of anxiety in this hour, every spirit of restlessness. Oh God, those that have been tormented, oh God, in the name of Jesus in their mind. Father, we pray the spirit of peace. We declare, oh God, that the spirit of restlessness is broken. I got every restless spirit, every spirit of anxiousness, everything that's not like you. Today we declare an end to the tormenting spirit. We come against every spirit of torment, oh God, that dares to come against your anointed. We pray today in the name of Jesus, oh God, for an atmosphere that is conducive and subject to the very will of God. We pray this morning in the name of Jesus. God, we bless you now. We bless you now, oh God. Our God, that there is a release. Oh God, that we sense in the Holy Ghost. We bless you for the release. We bless you for the outpour. We bless you, oh God, for the river that is flowing even now. We speak it now in the name of Jesus, that nothing will be able to restrain us in this hour. Our God, no restraint, no more restraint. Yes, Lord, liberty. We declare liberty in the Holy Ghost. We declare freedom in the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, freedom. Freedom, God, to stretch out. Freedom to launch out. Freedom to advance. Freedom to go forward. Freedom to do the will of the Father. God, where we have been bound in previous times, Father, I decree and I declare that this is the hour where you are releasing us. I thank you for the release. I thank you, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, that we understand our season and we understand our timing. And Father, that we submit, oh God, to what you are doing, that we submit to this timing, God. that we submit to this hour, Father, that we are aware and in tune enough to know what you are bringing us into, and that we will not avoid it, and that we will not, God, forsake it or abandon what it is that you are doing. But I pray right now, oh God, for us, no more time wasted. We will not waste another moment. I declare no more wasted time. We pray, God, forgive us for the time that we have spent in doubt, Father. Forgive us, oh God, for the time that we have spent in restlessness. Forgive us for the time that we have spent, oh God, abandoning, oh God, that which you have called us to do. Forgive us for the time, oh God, that we have wasted in procrastination, where we have sat back, oh God, and not done your will, where we have not, oh God, God, dear, what you told us to do, we pray forgiveness. And Father, I pray now, God, that you will redeem the time. I thank you for the redeeming of the time. I thank you, oh God, that you are snatching us out, oh God, of the places that we have even been in our mind, where we have warred in our mind against purpose, where we have warred in our mind against what you have called us to do. I thank you that in this hour that you are delivering us from the war within, from the battle, oh God. Oh God, where we have not wanted to believe that we are who you say we are. I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you bring us, oh God, to a place, oh God, where we quiet the restlessness, where we come against the restless spirit, where we come against the restlessness. And I speak, hope be revived. I declare that the hope shall be revived in us. Hope that make him not ashamed. Hope, oh God, restore the hope. I thank God that there is a sound in us that has been released. A sound, oh God, that will split the ear of our enemy. A sound, oh God, that will put a chokehold on our adversary. God, I thank you for the sound of praise and victory. Oh God, that we are now walking in. I thank you that we are walking in that place. And God, that you are admonishing us. And Father, that you are well equipping us. Ah, God, to walk in. To walk in what you declared we should walk in, Father. I thank you, oh God, God, for freedom to move, for freedom to stretch out. I thank you for it now. I thank you that it is so. I thank you that it is so, Father. I thank you. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. For you said that when the enemy comes in like a flood, that the Spirit of the Lord, oh God, will raise up a standard against him. And so I pray, God, this morning for the standard that has been raised. I thank you on this morning, God, for the standard, oh God, that has been raised even in this hour. I praise you now, oh God, even as we lift the Latiny family before you, oh God, even during this time of bereavement, even during this time of loss, oh God, that the Holy Spirit of comfort would make divine visitation. And God, that you, Lord, would prepare their hearts for this moment. Oh God, we pray even for their church family. Oh God, we pray for Pilgrim Pentecostal Church. Oh God, even during this time of grieving. Oh God, we pray, oh God, that the Spirit of comfort would rest upon that congregation. And we pray, oh God, that you would bind up the wound. And God, that you would heal and that you would anointed with fresh oil. And Father, that you would cover that family. And Father, I pray, oh God, for every wrestling of the why. Oh God, that you, Lord God, would bring peace. Oh my God, I, God, heal the hurt. I, God, I pray today, pray, oh God, that you would just be with them. Father, make visitation even into the service. Let the presence of God sit down. Dispatch angels now. Let them go now, God. Let the angel of the Lord be sitting in the sanctuary. Let the angel of peace and the angel of joy, Lord, let them rest. Let them rest in the house. The spirit of comfort, let it sit heavy in the house. Let the word of God free flowly today. Let there be no restriction in this homegoing service. We pray now the breaking of every restriction. We pray now, oh God, the release of the oil. Let the oil be released. Let the glory be released. Let the power be released. Let the anointing be released. Let it be released in the house. I pray, God, for the release of every prophetic utterance. I thank you, oh God, God, that there shall be a release and an utterance and an outbreak in the house in the name of Jesus. That has been ordained from the heaven. That heaven, we'll release the sound. God, that will permeate that place. God, that captives, even in this hour, will be made free. That strongholds will be broken. God, even in the midst of this homegoing, you get the glory even out of this. We pray for the family. Those that might not be saved that are in the family, I pray for a drawing anointing. I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, that there would be an anointing that would draw them crying to the altar, crying out for salvation, crying out for Jesus, crying out, oh God, knowing that you are author and finisher of our faith. I pray, oh God, that the eyes of their understanding will be enlightened. I pray, oh God, that they'll begin to see that you alone are in control, that you are in control of the days, oh God, in this earth. You are in control of our life. And Father, I pray that every appetite that is in us today be subdued, every appetite and craving and desire for anything that's not like God, that it be brought down in this hour. And Father, that the spirit of glory and the spirit of the anointing would rest heavily. Oh, God, shatamando shah, yemando shekonamandia. Oh, yemando shay, all that men would praise the Lord for his marvelous works towards the children of men. Hey, yemando shay, he is exceeding our expectation this morning. He is coming in like a mighty force. He is coming into our situation. He is coming in this year to overtake and to subdue. He is coming in this year to align us. Oh, just begin to open up your mouth this morning and just give God some glory. For like you're expecting him this year. Just begin to open your mouth and give him praise. Because you're expecting God. We're expecting him to do it.
We invite you, oh God, and we accept you, Jesus. Oh God, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Because in your word, amen. Thank you for your word this morning, God. Because it saves, it heals, it delivers, it sets free, oh God. Thank you for your word this morning, God. For it is the truth, oh God, that makes us free, oh God. We thank you for your word this morning, my God. In the name of Jesus, God. We love your word on this morning, God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, God, for your righteous righteous God.
We're expecting you, God, it's a place of preparation for what God is about to do. God, we've been waiting a long time. And God is about to show up. So we release this praise. We release the sound of praise. We release it. We release it in the air. Our sound of expectation. Our sound of faith that we believe you. We trust you, Lord. And God, we're releasing that sound today. God, that there is a release, God, that is that is coming to us, oh God, that the glory will be manifested in our lives, the very glory of God. We declare it, we've been in our waiting season, and I believe that God is making visitation. I believe that God is making visitation. I believe that the hour is now. I believe that the time has come. We have been sowing, we have been laboring. And he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek. He would not have us just consistently sowing and never reaping. I believe that it is a harvest. I believe it is a harvest season. I believe that where we have sown, we shall reap in abundance. We will even reap what we have not sown. I believe. That this is indeed the hour. And we prepare our hearts in praise. We prepare our heart in worship to receive what God is doing. Yes, Lord. For he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. My God, thank you, even for the storehouse, for God giving us access to our storehouse, giving us access to the things that have been stored up. I believe you, Lord God, that you're giving access to our storage, to the things that we have stored up.
God, thank you for opening the door to the storehouse.
God, pray, give us the faith to walk in. Give us the faith to go in. Oh, God, I pray for us. God, some of us have been, oh, God, in war so long that we forgot what it feels like to rest. We forgot what it feels like to rest in you. And so I pray, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that there becomes a surrender to rest, that we learn to surrender to our season of rest, that we learn to submit to our season of reaping, that we rest in you. God, that we not compromise this season of rest, that we not forsake it or abandon it. Oh, God, this opportunity that sits before us now, let us see it. Anoint our eyes where I said that we see opportunity that lay before us. In the name of Jesus, I pray for us. Let us see the opportunity. Let us sense it. Oh, God, oh, my God. Oh, God, we say we believe many of the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. God, don't let us become so comfortable with affliction that we miss deliverance, that we miss the day that you release us from it, that we miss the day, oh, God, that you say this is the hour to come out. God, I pray for the mind. I pray, God, that the mind will no longer resist deliverance in the name of Jesus. My God, God, don't let affliction become our stronghold. Don't let a mind of comfort with affliction become a stronghold to us, that we become so comfortable with being afflicted that we don't realize, oh God, that you are a God calling us out. My God, for you said that you will give us rivers even in the desert. Let us see the place of refreshing. Let us sense our hour of refreshing. Let us sense our opportunity. I pray, oh God, God, for your season and your timing is not like man's timing. And so, God, don't let us get caught up with the climate of our community, God, that we not know that it is our harvest, even when the government is shut down. God, you can declare a harvest for us. Oh, my God, in unusual times. I thank you, God, that this is the hour of unusual favor, things that don't make sense. God, I thank you, God, that we're not on man's timeline. God, that when you open a way, when you say, here is the way, now walk therein. God, don't let us be distracted by life. Don't let us be distracted by chronos, that we miss the Kairos season, that we miss, oh God, divine opportunity, that we miss God ordained moments. Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, break the mindset. God, that's become more in tune with this hour, God, than we are with you. I pray, God, restore sensitivity in the spirit. Oh, my God, the way that God does it is not like man. When God shows up, it is on his ordained calendar. It is the hour that he has ordained. It is the moment that he has, hallelujah, declared from the beginning. And that's why he tells us that we're not to be entangled with the cares of this life. We cannot be bound up by what we see in society. Thank you, Lord. Oh, that we miss the move of God. Tayamandosha. Ekola Mandosha Tamai. Oh yes, God. In every mind that wants to stay restricted in what has been, we pray now, Father, in the name of Jesus, for the healing of the mind. We pray, oh God, that our minds, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Ekola Mandosha. We pray that our minds, hallelujah, will be in tune. Oh God, Jesus. It is of the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our sight. What the Lord is doing is marvelous. And we've got to give him glory for the marvelous works. We've got to give him glory for the marvelous works. Hey. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hey, Tamandusha. For he is truly our friend, Ekomancia, my Lord, Jesus, Ekomansa Tamando She. Thank you, Lord. And we bless him for it this morning. Ekomansa Tamai. Yes, Lord, Ekomancia, Haya Mandosha. Hallelujah, Ekomancia, Mando She, Mando Shatamandia. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hamandosha. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you,
thank
Lord.
You,
oh, he wants to hear our gratefulness
yes,
and our
yes,
expectation.
Yes,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
my God.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
My God.
That we believe him. That we trust him. Hallelujah. That we trust that he is showing up for us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
oh, my God. Isha Tamandia. Oh, God. Oh, God. Isha Tamandoshi. Oh, God. Hallelujah, Lord, help us. Thank you, Lord, that we come out of the place, hallelujah, of just waiting for God to move. Thank you, Lord, and trust that he is moving in this hour. He is moving in this hour for us, that we shift with the Spirit of the Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
hallelujah.
God,
thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
He loves us. He loves us. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
God, thank you, Lord.
The Bible even says, for the goodness of the Lord can work repentance. He can be so good to us that we repent. Hallelujah. The goodness of the Lord worketh repentance. Thank you, Lord. He can be so merciful. Thank you, Lord. That we see his hand of salvation, his arm of deliverance showing up, and all we can do is repent. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for our mistakes, for our choices, for the places that we have walked. Because in spite of it all, he's been good.
Yes, Lord. Yes, God.
Better than good.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. And when the Lord has been good to you, as they say, you ought to show some signs. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
You ought to show some signs. Hallelujah. Know when it's time to worship him. Know when it's time to go into that place of praise. Thank you, Lord. Know when it's your harvest season.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, know when it's your time to walk in the fulfillment of promise.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. If I stay in affliction, then when do I get delivered? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. My God, He is a deliverer from affliction.
Yes, yes.
Yes,
thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Yes, yes, thank you, Lord.
Piko Mansia. Haya Mandoshe. He comes to break the bondage of an afflicted spirit. Thank you, Lord. Haya Mandoshe. There's one thing to go through affliction. There's another thing to have an afflicted spirit. Piko Mansia. Piko Mansia. Ekora Mandoshe. Piko Mansia.
Thank you, God.
Ramandoshe, and some of us have gone through so many of afflictions that the enemy has put on us an afflicted spirit. Ikoramandia, and today the Lord breaks the spirit of affliction. Ikoramandoshe.
Thank you, Lord.
Ikoramandia.
Ikoramandoshe.
Ikoramandoshe. He doesn't want us to walk around with a wounded spirit. Ikoramandia.
Thank you, Lord.
He comes to repair the spirit. Because when the spirit is whole, regardless of the affliction, it will rejoice in expectation of deliverance, and it will be in tune when deliverance shows up. Thank you, Lord. Ekora mandosha mansia. Haya mandosha. So I thank you, God, for breaking the spirit of affliction this morning.
Yes, Lord.
God, let your spirit go with us even off this line this morning and dig deep, God, until every part of it is dug out of us. Every part of woundedness,
yes,
every
Lord.
Part
yes,
of hurt,
Lord.
Every part of resentment, every part of the trial and the labor and the weight of the trial, the weight of what we have been going through for so long, oh God, every oppressive mindset be broken, Jesus.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You. Thank you for breaking it. Ekora mandosha. Ekora mandosha.
Thank you, Lord.
Ekora mandosha. Ekora mandu. Yes, Lord. This place we've been in long enough. Ekora mandosha. Thank you, Lord. Humansia. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Jesus. My Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Oh, God. Ikorabasi. Mandoshe. Koramandia. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ikoramandosha. Jesus. Ikoramandosha. Ikoramansia. It becomes like a toxin in our spirit. Ikoramansia. Jesus. Ikoramandosha. Kebese. God, purge the toxin. Ikoramandosha. Purge it. Ikoramandosha. Ikoramandia. That we don't even have the aroma of joy anymore. But God, restore our aroma. That when we're around the unbeliever, that they sense the aroma of joy and excitement and expectation of our salvation. Jesus. God, I pray, break it. Jesus.
Yes, Father, I pray that you will put a cry down in the spirit today for a release from the spirit of affliction. I need the intercessors to pray because it is so heavy. Just begin to open your mouth because the Lord is delivering from that spirit of affliction. That afflicted spirit. That wounded spirit must be broken. I'm not taking it off the line with me. I plead the blood. It's not going with me. It's on the line. That heavy spirit, that spirit of woundedness, that spirit of affliction. I decree and I declare today in the name of Jesus. By the blood of the Lamb. That healing takes place at the very core of your being. That the toxin that has been hiding in your worship, be purged.
Hallelujah.
God, detoxify the spirit.
Yes.
Every toxic spirit.
Glory, we thank you, God, for the release. Spirit that is dancing over the spirit of God.
We thank
yes,
you for the renewal,
God.
Purify, oh God,
God,
in the mighty name
please
of the restoration
hands,
of the spirit,
yes,
man,
Lord.
God. Oh,
oh
God, that
God, yes,
the
Lord.
Spirit of is destroyed. It's shattered.
God,
it's annihilated today. We thank
yes,
you, God.
God. In the name of Jesus.
We bless your name, oh God.
Oh,
this
God.
Spirit of affliction will no longer
oh,
have a place
yes,
of rest,
Lord.
Oh God. We
yes,
thank you,
God.
Oh God, for your divine
thank
presence,
you,
oh God. We stand, oh God,
yes,
knowing, oh God, that you're doing it and
yes,
doing
God.
Exponentially, oh
yes,
God.
God.
You're doing it
yes,
exponentially,
God.
Oh God. We thank you, oh God.
Yes, God.
Glory
thank
to
you,
the
Lord.
Holy name, oh God.
God. Thank
the blood
you, God.
Of Jesus stands
yes,
against that spirit this day.
Yes,
we declare it to be so.
Yes,
we bless your name, oh God. We bless your name, oh God. No more confusion,
oh
God.
Yes,
no more attachment to the spirit man.
Oh, God.
Oh, that the spirit
oh,
man is standing,
oh, my Lord,
standing
God,
straight up
you, Lord,
by
God.
The power of the Holy
thank
Ghost.
You,
we thank you,
God. Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for the purging,
yes,
oh God.
Thank
we thank you for the joy that leaping,
yes,
the joy that's dancing
yes,
in the spirit this day, oh
yes,
God.
Thank
oh God,
you,
for the renewness, oh God, of the spirit man, oh God. We
yes,
bless
God.
Your name, oh God,
thank
for this
you, Lord,
day,
God.
Oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Thank you, God.
Oh God, let the joy of
yes,
the Lord sweep over the spirit
yes,
this day of renewed
yes,
strength, oh God.
Yes,
clarity,
yes,
oh God, of mind,
yes, God.
Oh God.
Yes,
we thank you, God. Mm.
Thank you, Lord.
We believe it to be so.
Yes.
Oh,
so,
we believe it to be
you,
so that
hallelujah.
The spirit of affliction has
ooh,
been
God.
Annihilated
yes,
in this.
Oh my God.
Never
thank you, Lord.
Oh God,
yes,
it will
Lord.
Not find rest again.
Oh,
we thank you, God.
My God.
Oh
mm.
God, Satan,
yes, God.
The spirit
thank
of the
you,
Lord,
Lord
Jesus Christ rebukes
mm.
you right now by the power
yes,
of his
God.
Might. And we thank
mm.
you. We thank,
yes, thank you.
You
God.
We thank,
thank
you, God.
God.
We
yes,
thank
Lord.
You for the joy, the aroma
you,
of joy.
Mm.
We sense it. We smell it.
Mm.
We're dancing
Jesus,
with the aroma
Jesus,
of joy this
Jesus,
day.
Jesus.
We stand in
yes,
agreement,
Lord.
Oh God. Mm.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah, God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. It is so. Thank you, God. Oh, God.
Jesus.
Yes,
Jesus.
Yes, Jesus. Yes, thank you.
We thank you
Jesus.
For thank you. Oh, God. Thank
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Jesus.
The joy of the
Jesus.
This morning.
Yes,
thank you, God.
Yes, God.
Hey, come
thank
on,
you, God.
Oh, thank
you, loving
Jesus.
Us, oh God. Thank you, God.
You're marvelous,
mm,
God.
God.
You're marvelous. You're marvelous,
yes,
Jesus. You're marvelous.
Oh, God, that you
are one.
Oh, God.
One.
Thank you, God.
And we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord. Mm.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Oh,
glory,
Jesus.
Glory, glory, glory.
Right.
Thank
spirit,
you, Lord.
God. Oh, God, Holy Spirit, fall fresh on us, God, in the name of Jesus.
You said if we draw and we lift you up, you will draw all men unto you, O God, so
yes,
we thank
God.
You, O God.
Rest and let abide with us, O God. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory,
thank
you,
glory, 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 glory,
yes,
God.
God. Yes, God. Yes.
Hallelujah.
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 Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the joy.
Oh, God. In
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for the joy.
Living God, fall fresh. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us this morning. Yes, God. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God. Oh, wonderful Savior. Wonderful Savior. God, we
thank
you, thank
Lord.
You. Oh, God.
Oh, how we
thank
love
you, God. For not leaving us, God, not forsaking us, God. Thank you, God. Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God. Thank you, God.
We bless him for it. And we honor him this morning for what he is doing in us. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Cover it up.
Thank you, Lord, that the Spirit make intercession for us.
Yes.
With moaning and groanings.
Yes.
Which cannot be uttered.
Thank you.
Holy Spirit, utter for us today. Jesus.
Yes,
we pull on divine utterance.
God, yes, Lord.
My God. Jesus. Holy Spirit,
yes,
make intercession. Jesus.
Yes, Lord. God.
Oh, God, Jesus. Jesus.
Oh, God.
Ooh, glory.
My God.
Jesus.
My Lord.
If we could just be in position for all that God wants to do, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
I challenge you in 2019, come up in the spirit. There is such a supernatural download God wants to do on this line, but we're not up high enough. The atmosphere is not conducive for the release. I challenge you in 2019 to come, in your faith.
Thank you.
Let this be the year that you don't miss the downloads of the Spirit. You really can't restrain the prophet. Oh, my God, I challenge you this year. Don't you miss anything God has for you, no matter where you go. Make sure you have saturated yourself in prayer, that when there is a prophetic utterance that should be released, that you are spiritually positioned to receive it. Oh, Shatamandia. Be in pursuit this year of a greater depth in God. Some prophets carry great debt. That's why they can give you specific direction. But you have got to be positioned.
Thank you.
Jesus. So you can hear the voice of God. You've got to know when it's God. When it's God that's speaking, so that you don't miss your deliverance, so that you don't miss your breakthrough, so that you don't miss your healing. Because you cannot tell God when to show up. God shows up when he shows up. You're not in control of when God decides to speak. You just want to be in position to hear. So you have to release the prophet. You have to release prophetic utterance into your life. Ekoramando shatabai yando rande boho si Mikorande bekebesi, mikorande beseko man satamando si, meko man sikebesi koramando sikebesi, yebesi korande beheko man satande besi, yebesi korande beheko man siya, yebesi korana yebesi korana moho si, yale besi. Ho shatamandia. Even when you've been in a place and you've been saying, God, am I believing you for this? Am I supposed to be believing you for this? God says there is a prophetic word that will send wisdom and instruction. Be in position. To bring peace to that confusion. And I know we say we hear God for ourselves. Yes, we do. But why are we stuck then? If we heard him, why are we not moving? Why are we confused? If we hear him for ourselves, why are we not free? And what we heard, if we hear God for ourselves, why are we still bound in confusion, wondering if it was the voice of God, wondering, am I waiting for this, believing you for the restoration of this marriage, believing you to deliver this, believing you to do this? If I hear him so clearly, then why am I still so confused? Because there is a word of confirmation that you are waiting on. Jesus, that word of confirmation comes to free your spirit. It comes to free you so that you can walk in an assurance. So it does not remove the voice of God from your life. It just comes to break the spirit of confusion that the enemy tries to introduce once you hear God for yourself. When somebody who doesn't know you can come and bring confirmation, then you know that you have heard God. Then it seals what you believe. And it drives out that spirit of confusion that the enemy tries to bring into our lives and keeps us in an inconsistent place. And so for this year, make up in your mind that you're going to rise to the place. Hallelujah. In the spirit, that you'll release and make a demand in the heavens and that you'll be positioned to receive the downloads. Jesus. Jesus. Yes, he's restoring your appetite and your hunger to hear. Oh, God. For those of you where the enemy tried to come and trap you up and shut out the voice of God, he tried to shut out the sound of prophetic so that you can remain in that place. So the Lord breaks that restriction today. It's only coming to validate what you've already heard. It's only going to come and confirm what God said to you. God says, I've got to send someone to confirm so you can stop being up and down, wondering if I said it.
Thank you.
It's going to mature you in your hearing, your ability to hear my voice. So you can be free to walk. So you can come out of where you've been. You've been there too long. This place, you've been in it too long. My God, God says it's time to walk out of it. Let it go. Jesus. Oh, God. And embrace your life. Live. Oh, God. Oh, God. You may not understand why things happened the way that it did. Oh, God,
thank you
for trusting. it didn't work the way you wanted it to work. But trust him. Don't just believe God. Trust God. Thank you, Lord. Believe is good, but trusting means to have confidence and to rely heavily upon him in a time when it don't make sense, when you don't understand it. I got to trust that it is the will of God for my life. Hallelujah. So trust him. Step beyond belief. You know he's powerful. You know he can do anything. But trust him when he didn't do what you thought he should have did. When he let it happen anyway. Oh, God. Trust him. Ay, amando usted. Ekora basi. Ekora mando she. Ekora mando sia. And watch what he does in you and through you. Ekora basi. Jesus. Ekora mansi. Trust him enough to come out of familiar and step into your new. Ekora mando sha. Ooh, God. Oh, Jesus. My God. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we bless him. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bless him this morning for this time of intercessory prayer. Thank you for those of you who have joined us. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Jesus. Oh, God. Jesus. My Lord. Oh, God. Oh, oh,
yes, God. Yes, Lord.
Oh, God. Emando shikola mania. Oh, God. Yando rande boho. Sike nara boho. Sike be siya ye boshe. Yemando shikola mania. Sekande yamando. Sike be si. Yemando satamando. Siyando rande le boho. Si. Yene sekona mando. Shakamandia. Yes, Lord. Emando she. Oh, God, have your way, have your way, have your way, God, have your way, Lord, do it. God, that they walk in the fulfillment of purpose, that they walk in the fulfillment of their assignment, God, that they make the transition and the change, oh, God, that's going to cause them to walk in their purpose. Father, I pray today, God, that everything that's been trying to hold them in a comfortable place, that's been trying to hold them and familiar, I pray today that it be broken, God, and that they step into their moment, that they step into their newness. Father, I pray that the power of God will release them, and that it will sever everything that's not like God. God, that their minds will not even be comfortable and thinking in the way that they have thought in the past. God, that they will not be comfortable in those places anymore. God, because the times have called them to another place in their lives, another place in the spirit. Jesus. Yes, Lord. God is going to dig you out today.
Oh,
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. I see him digging around your feet. He's digging you out. Oh my God. You get ready to run out of this. God, I thank you for the praise you just put in their feet. Yes, Lord, Emando, Shikomansia. Yanagana, Sekola, Namando, She, Yene, Sekola, Mando, Sekola, Mandia. Ah, the Holy Ghost is going to prove himself that it is his voice because it's bearing witness to your spirit, Ekonamanti, and it's going to cause your baby to leave the spirit of God that's on the inside of you. Purpose is going to leave, Ekonamanti. God says that's your witness in the Holy Ghost. Yes, Lord. You will live. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hey, full expectancy, full hope, restored vision. I'm going to restore your vision. You're going to see who I created you to be. You're going to see it again. You've not been able to see it, but God says, I'm going to restore your vision to see again. Hey, God. Oh, my no,
thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yamandosha. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And it is so. And it is so.
Thank you, Lord.
Ooh. Oh, God. Ikora Mandosha. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, thank you.
Jesus. Ikora Matosha. Ikora Mani.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I thank the Lord for this time of intercessory prayer. I pray that the Lord has met you the only way that he can meet you. Hallelujah. And he has done what only he can do. And I do know that he is not finished yet. So go with the Spirit of God resting on you. Allow yourself to remain open to what God is doing in you now, because God is doing this. God is doing this. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Starting off this year. Thank you, Lord. With new direction. Thank you, Lord. And freedom. To move freedom. To do His will. Father, we bless you now for this time of prayer. We thank you, God. We believe by faith, God. I thank you, Lord, that we have obeyed you, Father. And God, even as time does not permit us, God, we know, God, that there is more that you are even doing. Even now, I pray, Father, that you would complete the work as they go throughout this day. God, everything that you have preordained to happen in the lives of those that are under the sound of my voice, God, finish the work, God. Bring it to completion, Lord, everything that you started. Father, I thank you that you are the healing balm of Gilead, that you are the Lord that called us into divine purpose. God, work your will in us. Father, I thank you. I thank you for it, and I give you glory. I thank you, Lord. I give you glory for doing it. And Father, have mercy on me, Father, that I have obeyed you fully. Father, that your voice be the voice that I listen to, Father. Hallelujah. Yes. Jesus, that I have done what you have given me to do and said what you have given me to say. Father, that those, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that are under the sound of my voice, God, that they would have everything that they need, God, to fulfill assignment and walk and purpose and be all that you have called them to be. And God, and walk in faith, Father, I thank you. I pray, Lord God, that you are pleased even in this moment. Hallelujah, yes, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Be pleased by our obedience. Be pleased, God, not by our gifting, Lord, but by our obedience that we have done what you have said. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, God, that we not have to wrestle with disobeying you, God. And so, Lord, every life, let them be touched. Let them be healed, God. Let them walk in purpose. God, let them do your will, Father. Finish what you started. And God, help me to walk in obedience. Help me, oh God, to do what you say. God, that their lives might be the better. God, because of obedience, simply because we obey, simply because we said what you said, God, they will be what you said they will be, and they will do what you said they will do, and they will go where you said they will go in the name of Jesus, and they will execute in the authority that you have decreed and released upon their lives.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God. Thank you. And it is so. This concludes our time of intercessory prayer. Go in peace. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. Thank you.
Glory, God. Glory, God. God bless you. That's right over your peace.